Tony Henley Ministries is a nonprofit that is dedicated to inspiring and equipping believers to be leaders. We do this through counseling, coaching, written word, as well as public speaking and audio. Go to TonyHenley.org for more information. Uprightness and right standing with God, which is moral and spiritual rectitude in every area and relation, elevate a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. When I think about the America I grew up in, I think of a Christian nation that had Christian values. In turn, America had been the most financially blessed nation and protected for many years. As I've gotten older, it has become evident that America is a post-Christian nation. You might ask how a nation can turn away from God so fast. Well, in my opinion, with the influx of other nations, sending refugees and illegals coming over, they have brought different beliefs to America. And when they become the majority, things begin to change. Also, our education system has a lot to do with it. Also, today's young people come from families that are broken. Many have one-parent families, and often it is the mother raising them with an absent father. Fathers are vital to a nation's success. There's a group that I am leaning to, that are leaning towards socialism, which is not God's best for this nation. Years ago, I saw a video called Transformations. It was a documentary looking at several places in the world where spiritual change happened through prayer. One particular city was so amazing in how they transformed from a nation where the men were abusive and alcoholics to become men of prayer. Farming was their main income, and it was so lacking until the men and women changed. The city had four or five jails, but after the transformation, they only had one, and it was for show. The people worshiped God and worked the soil, producing the largest fruit and vegetables I've ever seen in my life. The city was elevated due to their commitments and reverence to God. While the city was full of sin, they were experiencing poverty and even famine. God turned it around when they began to pray, but also to work. In Chronicles, it says He will heal our land if we humble ourselves and pray. I believe in America, we need to humble ourselves and pray for God to heal our land. It is hard to change a country by yourself, so I personally think that change comes one person or one family at a time. That is why it's so important to share the good news of the gospel to the people around you. So today I want to challenge you, begin to pray for our nation. Begin to pray that our nation would turn back to Christ, that revival would happen in this land, that government officials would have an awakening and be drawn to God during this time. Again, we thank you for listening to our podcast. This is Tony Henley. Go to our website, Tony Henley Ministries, and see what's happening. Don't forget to subscribe. Thanks a lot.